Tragedy is hard, but comedy is harder, and farce is the hardest comedy of all. If the actors play it straight, it can veer into tragedy, and nobody laughs. If the actors overdo it, it becomes mugging, and nobody laughs. There's a sweet spot, though, somewhere between the two extremes, and lucky for the audience, The Heir Apparent by David Ives, directed by Josh Costello at Aurora Theatre Company in Berkeley, hits that sweet spot. A lot has to do with the play itself. David Ives, a playwright best known for the recent Venus in Fur, and currently in collaboration with Stephen Sondheim on a musical version of two Buñuel films, has taken it upon himself to translate and rewrite obscure verse comedies from classic French theater. The Heir Apparent is based on one such play, Les Legataires Universels, from 1708, by Jean-François Regnard, who in his day was France's second best-known playwright after Molière. It's obvious Ives had a blast translating, rewriting, and maintaining the rhymes. Not worried about anachronisms, Ives is quick to throw in words like kosher, or bromo-seltzer, or even the 99%. In fact, every time someone speaks, you wonder what funny rhyme will come out at the other end of the sentence. The plot is silly, as behooves farce. Our hero Arante's uncle Durante is a miserly old man, and Arante's goal is to get his hands on his uncle's money in order to be able to wed the beautiful Isabel. Assisting him in this endeavor are Durante's maid, Lisette, and his own valet, Crispin. These three spend the entire play cooking up schemes to make Arante the sole heir to the old man, who appears on the verge of death. All the actors have a field day, leading off with Julian Lopez-Morillas as the old Durante, Kenny Toll as Araste, Katie Rubin as Lisette, and Patrick Kelly Jones as the ever-inventive Crispin. Also on hand in a riotous performance is Lawrence Radacker as Scruple, Durante's lawyer. After a fast-paced and funny first act, the play starts to sag in the second, but the moment it does, something happens. A song, a joke, a double take, a particular scatological rhyme, and things take off again. Sometimes it's just great to go into a theater and laugh your head off. The Heir Apparent by David Ives, directed by Josh Costello, plays at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.